External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Kumar Jagannauth, in Port Louis. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mr. Jagannauth. Jointly addressing media, Dr. Jaishankar said, Mauritius is one of the first countries that he is visiting in his current term as External Affairs Minister. The External Affairs Minister reiterated India's consistent and continued support to Mauritius in its quest for progress and prosperity. Mr. Jagannauth and Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated 12 high-impact community development projects. They witnessed exchange of agreements for space cooperation, development of National Institute for Curriculum Research, renewing ICCR chair for Sanskrit and Indian philosophy, and digitization of Indian immigration archives. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice N. Koteshwar Singh and R. Mahadevan as judges of the Supreme Court. Justice N. Koteshwar Singh is currently Chief Justice of High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, while Justice R. Mahadevan is Judge of Madras High Court. The Law and Justice Ministry said the appointment will come into effect from the date that they assume charge of their respective offices. Government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The budget session will be held from 22nd of this month to 12th of next month. The Supreme Court today issued notice on bail pleas of senior AAP leader Manish Sisodia in the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench presided over by Justice B.R. Gawai asked the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and Enforcement Directorate, ED, to file their reply in the matter by 29th of this month. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide Bibhav Kumar till 30th of this month. Bibhav is accused of assaulting AAP Rajya Sabha member and former DCW chief Swati Maliwal. The Delhi police filed the charge sheet before the Tees Hazari court, naming Kumar as a prime accused in relation to the alleged incident. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested two more accused in connection with the NEET UG paper leak case. One of the accused, a resident of Bokaro, Jharkhand, has been arrested from Patna for allegedly stealing the NEET UG examination paper from National Testing Agency's trunk in Hazaribagh. Another person arrested from Hazaribagh is accused of assisting him in stealing the paper. Minister of State for Education Dr. Sukanta Majumdar has highlighted the importance of preparing study material in Indian languages for various higher education courses. He said the education system must reflect the vast linguistic diversity of the country and ensure that the students have access to knowledge in their mother tongues. The minister said that this after inaugurating the one-day workshop for the vice chancellors on writing of textbooks in Bharatiya Bhasha for higher education in New Delhi today. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah announced the implementation of the 7th Pay Commission recommendations for the state government employees in the Legislative Assembly today. He informed that the salary, allowances and pensions of the government employees will be revised with effect from August 1 this year. This will increase the basic salary and pension of the employees by nearly 58%. There will be an increase of house rent allowance by 32%. And in Swedish Open Tennis, India's Sumit Nagal defeated Swedish Elias Jema 6-4, 6-3 in the men's singles round of 32 clash at the Basta Tennis Stadium in Sweden this evening. Meanwhile, Nagal has achieved a new career high ranking of 68 in the men's singles category in the latest ATP rankings. In yesterday's release, 26-year-old Nagal climbed 5 spots. With this jump, he became 4th highest ranked Indian man since the system's introduction in 1973. And that is the end of this news bulletin.